It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to learn with you different divrei Torah related to the Parsha. As we all know, in America, it's Parshas Bamidbar, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's Parshas Noso. And also, we're right before Chag HaShavuos, going right after Shabbos, right into Shavuos. So we got a lot to do, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to also relate it to Shavuos, and we're going to come out with that major yesod that we can relate to our lives and bring this Chag HaShavuos into our lives in a very, very practical way. The Torah tells us, as we spoke about last week a little, Bamidbar, Sefer HaPekudim. We spoke about why is it called Sefer HaPekudim, the Book of the Numbers. We quote a beautiful Netziv. If you don't remember, chazer it over. But there's also an amazing Medrash. The Medrash found in the beginning of Bamidbar, and the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael is spending 40 years in the Midbar, going to Eretz Yisrael, waiting, and the Medrash says something very fascinating. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael, when they were about to makabel the Torah, and when they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael, it was with three things: Eish, fire, Mayim, water, and Midbar. And all of the Mefarshim are trying to explain, what is this Medrash? What does this Medrash mean? What do you mean? They got the Torah with Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. What does that mean? What is this Medrash? There's a very deep idea coming out from this Medrash. What's it all about? That's Bamidbar. Then we get to Parshas Noso. In Eretz Yisrael, we're leaning Parshas Noso. Parshas Noso is a jam-packed Parsha. A lot of things going on. We continue the counting of Sheves Levi in the beginning. B'nai Gershom and B'nai Kahas and B'nai Merari. And we spoke about the idea of the countings. I'll give it to you, Chazar. A little within it said that the counting represents the two countings, the idea of before going into Eretz Yisrael and then after going into Eretz Yisrael. And we spoke that Rashi and Bamidbar that says Hashem, He counts us because He loves us, not because He wants to see if we're missing or not, because He loves us, He cares about us. And then the Parsha goes on to the Parsha of Sota, where a woman, she's not doing good things, and her husband is very suspicious about her, and the whole Parsha of Me'a Sota. And then we learn about the Nazir. And it's very fascinating. Rashi brings down from the Medrash, what's the correlation, what's the connection between a Nazir and Sota? So it's found in Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, and Beis. Rashi says, Lama Nismacha Parshas Nazir LaParshas Sota, quoting from the Gemara, quoting from the Medrash, what's going on? What's the connection? Lomar Lecha, to tell you, Shekol HaRoa Sota, whoever sees a Sota Bekilkulo in her disgrace, Yazir Atzbo Menayayin, he'll separate himself from wine, Shumevi Lidei Niyuf. Because wine leads to adultery. As we know, a Nazir has to stay away from wine. He's not allowed to become Tamei Meis, and he has to grow out his hair. But a person can ask, listen, Stam Nazirus, a person accepts Nazirus upon himself, it's only for 30 days. So if it's only for 30 days, listen, these are hard halachas, but they're not so crazy. Some people don't like wine. Some people could grow out the hair. We saw by Yisfira Sa'omer, people grew out their hair. Kohanim are not allowed to be Tamei Meis either. Well, what's the connection? What's the connection? What is a Nazir? What's a Nazir about? You know, the Gemara in Nazir and different Masechtas compares a Nazir to come out like a Kohen Gadol. And the obvious question is, what is so great about a Nazir? Question two. Question three. We're coming to Chag HaShavuos. We've been waiting. We've been talking a lot about Sefiras HaOmer. We've been talking about a lot about connecting the Pesach to the Shavuos. Our whole life is based around Torah. We're re-accepting the Torah. We're getting the Torah. Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And it's really an unbelievable holiday. Most people have a minhag of staying up all night. Because when Klal Yisrael Medrash says they fell asleep, so we want to be metakin, we want to fix up that avira. And we also have a minhag of reading Rus on Shavuos. We know Rus, the Moavius, who David HaMelech came out of her. And a lot, the big question obviously is, why are we reading Rus on Shavuos? What's the deep yisod? What's going on here? And question, furthermore, we'll call it 3B. Because the minute that we say it's more than 3, we forget things. So we'll call it 3B. It's a separate question, I'm not going to lie. But the Gemara in Pesachim, a famous Gemara, right, you have to know why I say famous. Am I putting you up, putting down? We're putting up, because we all know Torah, we got to learn Torah. The Gemara says that Rav Yosef came along and said, Baruch Hashem, that we have Shavuos. Because if there wasn't a Chag HaShavuos, Kama Yosef Bashuka, how many, it would just be Stam Yosef, translation Joe, there would be so many just regular Joes in the Shuk. Why is it specifically Rav Yosef? Why does it say that since Hashem gave us Chag HaShavuos, Hashem gave us the Torah? What makes us unique from all the other nations is that we have Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. So why does the Gemara say, what's specific about Rav Yosef? Why was it Rav Yosef saying this Memra, Kama Yosef, Peshuka, how many Stam people? What, is there something unique about Yosef? So again, let's just cause it over again. We're always going to review our Torah. Medrash says that Klal Yisrael got the Torah, we got Eretz Yisrael, with Eish, with fire, and Mayim, and water, and Midbar. What does that mean? What is this Medrash trying to tell us? Question two, Nuso, why? What's the connection between Nazir? Rashi says that the Nazir learns from the Sota, but what's so unique about a Nazir? What's so great about him? And question three and 3B is, what's Shavuos all about, really? Why specifically Rus? And what's the Gemara telling us about Kama Yosef Bashuka? So I heard a beautiful idea. Just to explain this idea of Eish and Mayim. I heard it. I've used this idea. I once actually spoke in Eish HaTorah and I said Eish HaTayinit. Eish, nice. What does Eish represent? And we're going to come to the Yisod. Yeah, there's a lot of Yisod just come out of this. And again, we speak about this all the time. But it's Yisod's got to just keep on chazering over again and again. Life's hard. And we all have struggles. And we all have things that we have to work on, which I always talk about. But we have to realize, how lucky and fortunate we are. Comes along Rav Asher Weiss, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, and he says, Eish represents fire. It represents energy. It represents that I could accomplish anything. Nothing could stop me. I'm untouchable. I could do what I need to do. I have the fire in me. I have to sometimes bring it out, but I could accomplish anything. And a person says that I can do it, and look how great I am. I'm learning Torah. I'm doing mitzvahs. I'm part of this awesome nation. As I spoke last week, and we have the yachid, the individual, and we have the sibor. And it's like an orchestra. I got a couple of emails. Shout out to my Uncle G in Florida. Uncle G, about the orchestra. We're all playing our own instrument, and we're all part of this beautiful orchestra. We're all part of this Klal Yisrael, but it's Klal Yisrael with the Torah, with the beautiful Torah that we have, Hashem's book. Eish represents, what can I do more and more and more? Nothing could stop me. I'm untouchable. I'm on fire. But when a person gets that level of Eish, and we all can, and we all have to believe in ourselves, and we all have struggles, but we all could do more and more and more. Afterwards, we have Mayim. The Gemara in Tainus tells us, a Mayim Ela Taira. Mayim, water, represents shiftless. Water represents humility. A person being humble. Realizing, yeah, I could accomplish. Yeah, I could do. Yeah, I could do so much. But guess who it's coming from? It's not from me. It's not Kochi Vosem Yodi. It's not me doing it. It's obviously my hishtadlus. It's my hard work. But it's Hashem. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam giving to us. As the Gemara, as we know, water hits the lowest point. Water just goes down. And we know the famous Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, a little drop, a little drop, a little water on the stone. And eventually the stone breaks open. So I heard a beautiful word. I was at my nephew's bar mitzvah, this week, Akiva, and one of the Rabbonim got up and he said, what's the pshat in that board? A little drop, a little drop. The continuity, the more, the more, the more, the little drop. Yeah, you could see that the water splits the rock, which is unbelievable, a crazy miracle. Water could split a rock. But it's the little by little by little by little, and that's what Rabbi Akiva represented. Little by little, but the idea of humility, that yes, I can do, I can accomplish, I can get so much, but it's the Ribbono Shel'Olam giving it to me. It's the Ribbono Shel'Olam. What does Midbar represent? I heard from the Rosh Hashiva and the Maserid of Isaacson. You know what Midbar represents? A person sometimes just needs to take a step back. He needs to be in the wilderness. He needs to not be disturbed. He needs to focus. And he needs to put his talents into it and just not get diverted. And he needs to just focus and keep on. That's Midbar. A wilderness. Nothing to stop you. Just peace and tranquility. Just a thing. Klal Yisrael, when they were getting the Torah, it was with Eish and Mayim and Midbar. Says Rav Asher, what is beautiful? If you look at all the Sefer, there's a beautiful idea. He says, if you look at all the Sefer about Midbar, there's so many stories. It's a Gevaldik Goy. It doesn't need my Haskoma. It's Hashem's book. But it's an amazing thing. Look at the Meraglim. Hashem said, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to get the greatest land. And what did the Meraglim say? Anachnu kichad govim. Who are we? They had the midah, the Hashem was with them, telling them, use your midah of Eish. Use your midah of greatness. And instead they misused it. They used their midah of Mayim Shiflus. They misused it. You got to use it in the right way. And in the opposite, says the Rosh Hashanah, Kairach used the opposite midah. He was going with Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader that ever lived, Aaron HaKohen. And Kairach said, yeah, Mayim, I'm not using my Mayim ability. I'm using Eish. But you have to take a step back. The greatest leader that ever lived, Moshe Rabbeinu. There was never a Navi like him. And you misused it. Says Rav Asher Weiss, you have to use both these midas. You have to use both these midas, but you have to use them in the right way. And sometimes we mistake, and sometimes we don't have the right confidence. And we don't take on challenges. Challenges are faced and we're like, we can't do it. But every challenge we have, Hashem says, I'm going to give you a challenge because I know you can accomplish the challenge. That's what a challenge is. And sometimes we take a step back and we use our mayim. No, yesh. But after a person accomplishes and believes in himself and sees the greatness that he could be, then he looks back and says, it wasn't me. Be'emes, it wasn't me. It was Hashem. I could have done the same thing as that guy, but Hashem made me successful. Because so many people, they become successful, and they forget where it's coming from. They have all the cash money, and they say, I need that cash money, but so quickly that cash money could disappear. So that's the idea of Mayim. Mayim represents shiftless humility, that Hashem runs the show, not me. What is Nusso about? What is Nusso? Nusso represents the idea that a Nazir, the parsha of Nazir, again, a lot of things in Nusso. A lot more stuff next week, God willing, to talk about. Right? But Nusso represents that he sees Sota, and he sees a woman that misuses everything that she could have used for the good, and she uses it for the bad. And then Nazir says, listen, I'm going to take action. It's not just enough that I just live in the moment. I'm going to take action. And by the fact that I'm going to become a Nazir, I'm going to show myself it's not just enough. I saw something bad, but I'm going to take action in my ways. And I'm going to say that I could do it. I could become, make myself holy. I could transfer all of these different things and bring it to Kedusha. I could abstain from wine. I could abstain from cutting my hair. And I could show that it's all for Hashem. That's what it's all about. That's why the Nazir is learning from the Sota. I think this is what Rashi means, according from the Gemara, that the Sota misused her things and her husband suspected her. It is amazing, though, that Hashem says, I'm ready for Shalom Bayis, which is a whole separate topic within itself, for Shalom Bayis, I'm ready for my name to be erased because I need Shalom between man and a woman. There's an idea of shalom. There's an idea of peace. But even more than that, Hashem says, and the Nazir learns up, she messed up. I'm going to take action to show myself that I'm totally dedicated for Hashem. What does Shavuos represent? I heard a shiur this week from Reb Rizak. I had to go every week. One of the biggest machankim in America and Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Rizak said a big yisod, and we forget it all the time. And we have to live with it. We have to live b'simcha. Shavuos is a time of b'simcha. Shavuos is a time that we're happiness. That we show happiness in our life. That we see, yeah, we all have struggles. And we have, you know, we want things, sometimes things to be better. But Shavuos represents that I'm so happy. Look what Hashem has given me. He's given me this Torah. He's given me a life of meaning, a life of fulfillment, a life of dveikus to Hashem. That it's not all for naught. There's a real purpose. I could bring simcha. I could bring happiness into my life. Live with Hashem. Live with Emuna. Live with the Ribbono Shalom. That's what Shavuos represents. That we have the Torah. And the Torah represents happiness. Hashem, look what you've given me. Why Rus? Why Rus on Shavuos? So some people say, you know why? Because Shavuos is David HaMelech's ear site. And Rus, David HaMelech came from Rus. That's the idea of Rus. She was a tznuah and she didn't give up and she said, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to, even though I'm a Moabite, I'm still, there's going to be greatness coming out of me. Like we said before, the Eish Midah. The Vilna Gaon says something gavaldic. We know that when Yaakov Avinu was going to get the bracha from his father, from Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, I call, call Yaakov. So if you look in the Torah, one of the calls is kuf lamid without a vav, and one is a call with a vav. So the Vilna Gaon, the great Gra, picks up on this, and he says that every yid has two voices in him. He has one that's mole, the call with a vav, one that's full, and one that's chaser. Says the Vilna Gaon, the gavaldik vort, that the whole idea of the call with a vav is the proud voice. The voice of, wow, how do I show my proud voice? I learn Torah. I sing my Torah. I sing the Shira. I love the Torah. I make the Torah real, cold, the confidence, like we're saying, age, the proud voice. But then we also have the call without a vav. The call without a vav is chaser, says the Vilna Gaon, that's the broken voice. You know what the broken voice represents? The call without the vav represents the broken voice, the bent over, the feeling that we need Hashem, the shiftless, that the Ribbono Shalom is there for us. That's represented by tefillah. When a person davens to Hashem, and a person reaches out to Hashem, and he's building our relationship through our davening, because what a yid is about is our Torah and our tefillah. Obviously, with the Gemilas Chasadim also. Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim says in Mishnah and Perkei Avos. But it's tefillah. Tefillah is the idea of this reaching out to Hashem, asking for things, realizing He's in our life. Call without a vav, says the Gaon, is tefillah. That's what davening's about. We have three times a day, and on Shabbos and Yontif, we have more, right? We daven more. We have that extra musa. The idea of reaching out, Hashem, thank you so much. Thank you for giving me so much. Just asking Him for more, more good things, more. But also thanking Him. That's what tefillah is about. Who are the symbols of these kol? Who's the symbol of kol with the vav? That obviously is Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichru Torah's Abdi, Moshe Rabbeinu, who brought down the Torah. And we know, Gavaldik, Moshe Rabbeinu was born when? Zayin Adar. He died also on Zayin Adar. If you do the math, Rashi tells us he was born 3 months early. When should he have been born? Shavuos. Moshe Rabbeinu should have been born Shavuos. And we know that when he was in the cradle and he was in the river, 3-month-old baby. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was found by Bas Paro, and she took him in, and he wouldn't take the milk. He wouldn't take the milk. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't take the milk. He wasn't Rabbeinu yet. He was a little baby. He was Moshe, and he wouldn't take the milk. The Ramah brings down, again, you have to know halakha l'maisa, that you should try to get, if you're not able to nurse, a person should use a Jewish
Esther Yaakov Kamnesky,
beautiful voice. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pel, Pel Medaberbo. He spoke to Hashem, Pel, Pel, the greatest Navi had ever lived. A person shouldn't nurse from a non-Jewish lady. But that's only Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn the halacha, says the Medrash. Says Rabbi Yaakov, no, because every person could be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Every person could be Pel, Pel Medaberbo. Every Yid could talk to the Rebbeinu Nishalom. He could be Pel, Pel. And maybe that's perhaps why we had milk on Shavuos. Another reason, again, milk represents our sustenance and Torah is our sustenance. A lot of different answers, but another answer. Because milk, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't drink the non-Jewish person's milk. Because the whole idea of Moshe Rabbeinu represents the idea that really could have been born on Shavuos, but he wouldn't have the milk, so we have milk on Shavuos. And where do we see Tefillah? Who was one of, obviously, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, but we know David HaMelech, Tehillim, where he talks about Tefillah, and most of our Tefillahs are from Tehillim. That's the call of Tefillah. And who's David HaMelech from? David HaMelech is from Rus. That's Shavuos. HaKol Kol Yaakov. The idea of the Torah. To Torah with a Vav, Kol without a Vav. That represents the Tefillah. That's what Shavuos represents. It's very fascinating. And we know that the Torah tells us Parshas Emor, where the Parshas Mo'adim, and all of a sudden, right by Shavuos, it's talking about Leket Shechem Peah, all the different things that you have to leave over, and you're not allowed to take certain things from the fields, right, for the Ani. So I heard a beautiful word from Rav Sholem Rosner. He said that Leket Shechem, why is that, what is that doing with Shavuos? Right by the Torah, all of a sudden we start talking about the mitzvahs of Leket Shechem Peah, what's going on? Because it says, Ani Veger Tazovosam, Ani represents Kamo like Anova. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anov Mikol Adam. And Ger, who was that Ger? David HaMelech. This idea again, Ani, the Ger, David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole idea of Shavuos is Moshe Rabbeinu, is David HaMelech. This idea of Koko, our Tefillah and our Davening. Amazing. What's shot with Pesachim? What's going on with Rabbi Yosef? So it's very interesting. We know that we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. Miami Har Sinai happened, but we also know that Moshe Rabbeinu went and he got the Luchos, and he smashed the Luchos. Why in the world would we celebrate Vav Sivan? The idea of the Luchos, the smashed Luchos for Moshe Rabbeinu, what is going on? We know Moshe Rabbeinu went back up and he came down, finally got the final Luchos on Yom Kippur. Why? Why are we representing the Torah when they were smashed? Beautiful question. So some of the Akronim say no. You know what the Pshat is? Because even our Aron still has a broken Luchos, pieces of the Luchos. Right? The Gemara says in Brachos that even a Talmud Chacham forgets his learning. He's like the broken Luchos. Because even through our struggles, says the Akronim, we still grow from our struggles. Even from the broken Luchos we grow from. This idea of Eish and Mayim. And that's Yosef, Rav Yosef. The Gemara found all over Shas, Kiddushin, all over the place. Rav Yosef was blind. Rav Yosef was so upset, he felt he couldn't do certain mitzvos because he was blind. He lived life without seeing. And he still said, I'm going to do mitzvahs. I'm going to do it, says the Gemara in Kiddushin, Eina mitzvah v'yoseh, because I love Hashem. Rav Yosef said, I learn now, not from the Torah. It's not because of the Torah, it's from Chag HaShavuos. And Shavuos represents the broken Luchos. That even through my struggles, and I don't always understand why things are happening to me, but I have the Emunah. I have the Emunah in Hashem. And the Bitachon, that everything is there for a reason and a place. And that's what Rav Yosef is. Rav Yosef L'shitaso. Rav Yosef is saying, it's me. That even though it's hard for me, I'm still doing it because I love Hashem. And that's the idea of Shavuos. We're getting the Torah. We're getting the Torah and Naseh V'Nishma, and it's also hard, right? The Tosis in Shabbos that says, what do you mean? That we're forced, but it says Naseh V'Nishma. Which one? Tosis says no. Right? Different answers. One Medrash Tanchuma, I think in Noah, It says no. Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh. And Torah Shabbat Peh is hard. It's hard to understand. It's deep. It's deep, deep, deep. But a person has his midah of Eish. That I could accomplish what I need to. I could just keep on working harder and harder. But after a person accomplishes, he has Mayim. Mayim represents shiftless. Mayim represents Hashem, you're in charge. No one else except for you, Hashem. You have given me everything, and I just want to go further. Just give me the strength. Give me the perseverance to just keep on going. Believe in myself. It's hard. We beat ourselves up too much. We don't look at our great qualities. Rebrizek said that he told a mother that's always hard on herself. He said, look in the mirror and say one good thing every day. And he said she's up to like 120 things. We need to do this. We need to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in our Torah and our mitzvahs. We need to realize that we have Eish, confidence. And we have to believe the greatness, how much Torah we learn and how much mitzvahs. We can't bash. We need to make greatness. We put our debt, we have to be, you know, we're so tolerant of other people. We're so tolerant. We care so much what other people think. We have to care what we're doing to ourselves. We need to have tolerance of ourselves, which is not an easy thing. But we need to be tolerant and realize that we have great things. Yeah, no one's perfect. If we were perfect, we wouldn't be in this world. No one's perfect. We have milas and we have chesronos, but we have to show ourselves our milas and realize and how lucky we are to be part of this awesome nation, this nation that has the Torah, that has the Ribbono Shel'olam. Let us just grow. Let us take the Bamidbar. Let us take the Naso. Let us take the Chag HaShavuos. And let us just bring the Torah into our lives. We read Rus on Shavuos because Rus was a person that didn't give up. Rav Yosef is a person that didn't give up. And we need to realize how great we are. Let us just dive into Hashem. Close our eyes. 20 seconds before our next tefillah. You could always talk to Hashem even at a tefillah. We have so many things we need. We have so many desires. And we want that closeness. Kirvos Elokim Li Tov. We just want that relationship with you, Hashem. But we need to go for it. Let us keep on growing together. Everyone should have an amazing Shavuos. Make the Torah real. When you're tired and it's hard, just push another couple minutes. Push. Life's about pushing through and also being besimcha. Let us be besimcha together, accept the Torah, make the Chag HaShavuos into an unbelievable holiday. And Bezus Hashem, it should be so uplifting that will carry us through the whole year. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos and an amazing Yom Tov.